and battle rap talk.
Blog Talk Radio.
Did you ever think when the hearse rolls by that someday you are going to die?
What up? We in this motherfucker. This is John, down and down. Teach these niggas how to rhyme. Chemical dependency from pinning these designer lines. Qualify, power shine, Patterson to Palestine. Promoters want a Patterson, I'm violent with the style of mine. 2 G's, dollar sign, true G's, solid grind. Running with that funny shit, get punished like a child of mine. Samurai, lining with the time and you'll be traumatized. Bottom line, unless you want a problem, you'll apologize. You should probably find a job before you try to rhyme, cause you won't get a lot of time like it's a white collar crime. Niggas running sign the dotted line and get inside of mine. Risk game upgraded, truly that's a sign of time. Always live and die by the grind before I jot a line. Illmatic words past the margin, get them out of line. Tower over cowards like the power lines. Plug with my connect and made thousands off a sour dime.
Live rappers in a hurry, Jack the formula, nothing but the cash. Couldn't fuck with it, and I'm warning you, the best. Yeah, I'm probably in my
life. My accolades include digi scales and a scalpel blade. An alpha when stepping the niggas, but not the kappa way. Captivate the darkest leaf, I twisted the blaze. Hit my roll up a boozle, look like I'm burning sage. With no method, man, that John Blaze. Aiming the earth, your braids. You gain perspective when you respect how the gutter play. Hoping that that butter pay. Decoys, deploys. Cause in the winter, the block still hot as a summer day. It's nothing placed there, fear dwell. If it's hate there, everybody wanna be king, but don't got the brain gear. Longevity, be shorter than Bill Bellamy. My nails are clean, I keep it blunt with niggas like a belly scene. It's in my jeans, not the weird tight jeans, but my young boy with the skinnies on the back out of flame. Fly by night game, wrong, you only seeing in hindsight. Get your mind right, not doing anything for a Klondike.
Live rappers in a hurry, Jack the formula, nothing but the cash. Couldn't fuck with it, and I'm warning you, the best. There for probably MIC.
I want you to know it's over.
What it is, y'all? It's your boy, the Ghost. You know what I mean? AKA Brian the Ghost. I'm here with a dope episode of Battle Rap Talk where we also interview the independent artists. You know what I mean? I got a special guest coming through tonight, an artist by the name of John Jiggs. You know what I mean? You know what it is. It's For the Record shit. You know what I mean? Again, For the Record Radio Battle Rap Talk where we also interview, you know, artists. I got a special artist by the name of John Jiggs going to come through. The number is 929-477-2425. You know what I mean? We here, man. Hey, spin that Hemi engine, man. I need, we got to spin that.
Hemi is a rubber like a lawnmower. We getting money, baby, just as more old back. I'm all sober. What you want, coke? Call for your dinner, child. Come to see ya. See me minging on
on these motherfuckers. Leaning while I'm steaming. No, I need another team of truckers to bring it in. Freight load, bring it in. Highway patrol on the road, trying to make it hit. I was up the road, I'm paroled. I can't take a shit, a gang case. I get pissed off, it ain't making sense.
You can find me in the Hemi, Phillip Rivers up. 1800 on the rocks, is what's in my cup. Silver Hazel, White Widow, built the Dutch Duel 160, time to pick the babysitter up. I come across more money than a barcode. If you see the money, I gotta make your heart fold. You stunt, I'm showing off, it's a big difference. It's like a pair of Hondas, the Maseratis on dishes.
Hemi is a rubber like a lawnmower. We getting money, baby, you just blow our own back. I'm all sober, what you want, coca? Ina, Argentina, they just show a coaster. Hemi is a rubber like a lawnmower. We getting money, baby, you just blow our own back. I'm all sober, what you want, coca? Ina, Argentina.
I hate them haters cause they greater hating greatness. My swag is on a billion, weight a trillion. I'm a spaceship, face it. Flow game out this world, y'all basic. Tattoo running the track again, ASICs. Check my shoes, following my moves, I'm Cajun. Hot shit, fucking bitches, you will never pop shit. I rock shit, all these little biddies on my cock shit. You know that I'm a poker cause I got shit. Holla.
The engine be a Hemi, Hemi. Benji's I get plenty, plenty. Team full of dollars, dollars. Sweet niggas like chimney, Hemi. Cup full of Remy, Remy. Mixed in with some Henny, looking for a biddy. With a Kardashian ass Timmy. First off, nigga know what? Pockets fat, they on Oprah. Sitting on Twinkies, I'm in the parking lot doing donuts. Loud pack, nigga, roll up. Pack a backwoods in the Dutch too. Sing your name, nigga, Northside. Don't fuck with that, nigga, fuck you.
Hemi is a rubber like a lawnmower. We getting money, baby, you just blow our own back. I'm all sober, what you want, coca? Ina, Argentina, they just show a coaster. Hemi is a rubber like a lawnmower. We getting money, baby, you just blow our own back. I'm all sober, what you want, coca? Ina, Argentina, they just show a coaster.
You know what I mean? We about to bring John Jay through. Man, listen, I heard one or two tracks of this, you know, this dope artist, and it's like, wow. It brings crazy vibes, crazy but good vibes my way. You know what I mean? So we want to, you know, hey, guys, bring the guest on, man.
Yo, yo, yo.
Hey, what's up with you, man?
Yo, how's it going, man?
Hey, man, it's going good. You know, how's it going with you?
Not too bad, man. Not too bad. Thank you for having me on.
Hey, man. You know, I'm going to be honest with you, okay? I believe it was your song that we played first. You know what I mean? When we first came on, okay?
Yeah.
And I heard, if it is you, I'm not. I think it was your song. But anyway, I heard a line in there, okay? You know, we talk about battle rap, and we also talk about independent artists. You know what I mean? Interview independent artists. And there was a bar with a lot of people called Flip in there, called about John John the Don. And salute to you, big homie. That was like, man, that song was crazy. It was like, wait a minute, when I heard that, it brought energy, like, yo. I got it. You know what I mean? We got to get in tune with you. You know, you want to give, you know, your social media and stuff out first?
Oh, yeah, man. You can follow me on Instagram at John_Jigs. Also, Twitter, Jigs the Great. You know what I'm saying? Also, hit the Facebook like page. That's John Jigs with the dollar sign at the end. You know what I'm saying? You can hit me on all those. You know what I mean?
Okay. Now, where are you raised at? You know what I mean? Like, born and raised.
Well, I was born upstate New York, and I was raised in Long Island.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, that's what's up.
Word.
You know what I mean? Who inspired you to do music? What inspired you?
Yeah, man, I grew up grew up around the music, man. I had an older brother that was a DJ, you know what I'm saying? So from a very young age, he was playing a lot of stuff around me and just, you know what I mean, just training my ears to this beautiful thing we call hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? That along with, you know, just having parents that really love music, you know what I mean? Hip-hop has always been like a kind of like a second nature thing. It's just always been there, you know what I'm saying? So when I got a little bit older, I started to, started to write my own music and stuff. And, you know, here we are.
Right. What was the first studio that you recorded at or recorded in?
We used to have a little thing set up in the basement and stuff like that where we used to record. You know, it started off before we even started with the studios. You know, you might just go to like the local DJ's house or whatever and just get on the mic while he's spinning and maybe I'll record it. You know what I'm saying? Something like that. And then probably the first time I was actually in a real professional studio, I probably was like in high school or something like that. You know what I mean? There used to be this studio around the way called, I think it was called Platinum Studio or something like that. In my little town or whatever, you know, I'll say probably like one of the only studios in town. And, we would go there like once a week or whatever. Me and my crew, I used to run with a crew called the 495 Boys. And we would go to the studio and like once a week and put down a couple songs or whatever. And, you know, people really started to like it and we, started to build up a local following, you know, we used to press up our own CDs and stuff like that and hand them out.
Wow, man. Now what is your goal as far as an artist is concerned?
Well, the main goal, I mean, for me, it's a legacy play, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just want to be remembered as one of the greatest
right.
of all time. Same way we talk about, the Biggies and the Jay-Z's and the Tupac's and the Nas's and the Eminem's and whoever else, you know, the Wu-Tang and whoever, the same way we talk about them now, I want to be, you know, spoken about in that way years from now, you know, like that I left classic music behind, you know?
Right. Listen, I got to be truthful with you. I heard some of your music earlier today, okay?
Yeah.
And one of your songs that I heard, there's if you're familiar with Philadelphia music, or,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean, in general, there's
yeah.
an artist from Philadelphia, okay, who battle rapped, and you know what I mean, like, he does music now. He don't battle rap or nothing no more, but he
mm-hmm.
he's kind of a legend in Philadelphia, okay? Talking about
yeah.
Rain Man.
Oh,
know
yeah,
you ever heard of him.
RJ Payne?
Yeah, oh my, listen, yes, RJ Payne, he's one of my favorites, but the funny thing was, and I say this to say that, is when I first heard your music today, not even knowing you, you gave me that RJ Payne vibe.
Salute. Thank you, man. Yeah, nah, to me, he's like super dope, man. He's one of the best right now.
Right. Now,
yeah, RJ Payne.
Right. If you, okay. Would you ever work with him on a track?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I've had people, people have tried to put us together before. I don't know what happened, but yeah, definitely. That would definitely be pretty dope. So yeah, if we can make it happen. Let's make it happen.
Listen, I'm, you know, not, I know this ain't about him, but there's two other people that, you know, that's in his circle now, you know, as far as like Philly is concerned, which is
mm-hmm.
Sonny Black and Facial the Fever. Right.
Yeah.
They, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, they're crazy with the music also. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if you mess with RJ Payne's music, you know, you might you might mess with them. But, you know what I mean, who's some of your role models you look forward to as far as, like, music is concerned?
Let's see. Role models. I wouldn't necessarily say, like, I would say if we're going to talk role models, that we're talking, like, we'd be talking like Jay-Z, we'd be talking like Puff, we'd be talking like, you know, people like the moguls, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know, guys who have taken it to like a whole nother level, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
As far as like a role model, you know what I'm saying? As far as like inspiration for music, you know what I'm saying? I would say like I definitely rock with I rock with Freddie Gibbs. I rock with Currency. I rock with the Griselda guys. You know what I'm saying? I rock with Wu-Tang. You know what I'm saying? Definitely Wu-Tang. There's a bunch of artists that I I definitely admire what they do. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, you know, I don't know if you. Okay, I'm
Rock
sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, Rock Marciano, too.
Okay. Well, I don't know if you ever got in tune with my show before or not, but we play music also, like of artists' music and stuff like that. So we about to spin one of your tracks.
All right,
we're going to get right back into it. You know?
Okay, cool.
Hey, callers, I know we got some callers. Do not hang up. You know, we got my man in the building. We're going to, you know, John Jiggs, we're going to talk to him. Hey, Black Gaza, spin that track, man.
After that, you know what I mean? It was almost like the God Bodies, like back in the days when they had the wood, you know what I mean?
Wood sevens.
Wood sevens on their neck, and they'd be like, what's the matter? You don't know your shit, then get universal beatdowns, man. You don't know the flavor, you get your ass off on it, you know what I mean? Like, what's the flavor, huh? Alright, that's enough for ass off. You don't really matter.
I'm an alphabetic weapon specialist, dead reckless. Stairway to heaven, I'm sending them Led Zeppelins. I know Mexicans that work better breakfasts. Catch you while you're yawning and poison your next beverage. Hard tunes, deep thoughts like harpoons. We pour salt in the wound, laugh like cartoons. Gorilla monsoon, too hard to argue. It's all cool till you wake up in a dark room. I'm rallying my salads, adrenaline rush. Better trust, I'm like Gallagher, your melon get crushed. Long as I keep excelling, I'ma never get touched. Trying to get my own statue made of elephant stuff. Dig it, still peddling medical green vegetation. Respected, I'm reputable, my reputation. Left in the world full of hatred, it's second nature. I send a mule across 40 acres for reparations.
You in the underground, you know what I mean? Some people, like, in Brownsville, I'm still invisible in the hood. They have no idea what's going on. They even know I got a pocket. I walk past the barbershop talking to me, that nigga fell off. Meanwhile, I'm in problems, you know what I mean?
Got you with your feet out. You slipping, watch how I slip it. No chilling when the heat out. You better reroute. Numbers on the board, I'ma rebound. Don't respect the space, you'll catch a universal beatdown. Bag lizard on clothes racks, we getting busy. And you couldn't fuck with rims and change tires for jiffy. Peddling stones, we rock hikers. If it's unexpected beat, I ain't worried. I'm always on God's cipher. Hustle book without a summer break. I love the hate, cause they falling off to the bottom. And I don't roll with shit. Everything's buddy, tripping without a luggage. Thinking I'ma let you trick me to get the can like a cupboard. Risking I gamble, short bucket handle the fist. And leave your face like the back of a camel, homie. I take the loss, then it's going back to taking yours. You got your shot, now I'm calling horse, boss.
Alright.
You know, it's the boy Rod Sago said with John Jiggs in the building. You know, John Jiggs, you want to tell us about that track, the name of it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. Shout out to Rim, man. You know what I'm saying? He's a good friend of mine. You know what I mean? And we both rock out. We both rep a crew called the Walkers, too. if you notice, he was on the first track that you played too. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, K Slugger produced that track. You know what I'm saying? And we wanted to, we definitely wanted to like show some love to Sean Price. That's also another inspiration. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace. But he was like really, you know what I mean? The way he used to push his pen, man. The way, you know what I mean? It was definitely inspiring to me as an MC on the come up, and just, you know, how he kind of put some new legs on his career. You know what I'm saying? Coming back to Sean Price, you know, originally part of Helter Skelter. And he really was one of the first forefathers to really open up this underground rap scene and show that you could be successful doing like underground hip hop. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? Shout out to Sean Price. You know what I mean? That track is off of my new album that just came out a couple of days ago, Twin Cannons 2, Mulan Vibes. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, man, the project is doing really well, man. We excited.
Right. Where can people, you know, get your project at? Because I heard you just say it's out.
It's on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music, Amazon Music, you know what I'm saying? Anywhere where you download music, man, it's there. Or you can also reach out to me directly if you want the MP3s, you know what I'm saying? That's pretty much it.
Right. Now, do you have a clothing line or something, or apparel? Because I know a lot of artists, and they do. You want to tell everybody about it?
Yeah, we, you know what I'm saying, we definitely got the Monopoly gear. You know, Monopoly is a company I own, so we got the T-shirts, the hoodies, hats, and stuff like that. And then I got a couple of people just got to stay tuned because I always do like a short runs on John Diggs merch too. You know what I'm saying? But you got to kind of catch it when it's available and things like that. But yeah, man, we will be doing some merchandising on this project. So everybody just look out for that on my social media.
Right. Do you have a website of where, you know what I mean?
Really, it's actually under construction. That should be coming very soon.
Okay, that's for sure, man. Now, if a record label came to you right now and said, you know, we like you and everything like that, all right, but you got to do, you can only choose three artists out there that's already signed, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I mean? And you got to make a hit and we're going to sign you. What three artists would you sign or choose to, you know, make a hit with?
Let's see. If I'm going to make a hit, I probably would go with like a Rick Ross, somebody like that, and then I would probably, I don't know, Rick Ross and maybe like it would have to be two artists, or what about producers?
It could be artists or producers.
Yeah, I would probably go with like Rick Ross and maybe like Kanye or somebody like that. You know what I'm saying? For the production.
Right.
You know what I mean? I think we'll be able to make something really dope.
Man, that's crazy right there. I'm just in my head, I'm sitting there picturing you, Rick Ross, you know, and Kanye together. That'd be something, you know, marketing. I would love to see, you know what I mean?
Rick and Kanye worked together a few times before, and it's always dope every time they work together, you know what I'm saying? So I figured I would be able to, like, add to that, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, you know we take callers on here too. Yeah, I mean we're gonna take a caller real quick, then we're gonna get right back into it. Hey guys, bring a caller through.
That's small.
Hey, caller, you
like that? See that thing right there, the black one?
Hey, caller, you live with, you know, with the ghost and John, you know, John J. You want to say who you is and what you rep?
Nah, I don't want that.
Hey, caller.
No, it's not spaces.
Caller, you live right now with the ghost and John J.
What's up?
What's up with you? You want to, you know, state who you are and what you do and where you rep?
All right. It's your boy, D, Devin, a.k.a. Devilino. And, you know, I rep the Guerrilla War Zone, Battlegrounds. That's, you know, my league, my battle league as well. And, you know, we got some warriors in there. Raj is in there as well. Fly Gaza, you know, he's a part of that too. We got Swag K. We got a couple guys in there. You know, me, got some shooters in there. King Blizzy's a part of that as well. And the list goes on. Yeah, just tuning in tonight and everything. And I love what I've been hearing and stuff. Love the music. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You got some
questions for him? Or you got a question for him?
Let me see. How long you been, you know, how long you been doing music and everything? And, you know, what's your next, your up and coming plans? Yeah.
I've been recording music since I was probably like probably 16 years old, something like that. But doing it professionally, I would say since like probably like about 2010, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, as far as my next move, we're probably gonna go back out on the road to promote this Twin Cannons 2 project. You know what I mean? Starting to get some dates lined up now. You know what I'm saying? So I've recently just moved to the South, so we like focusing on down here. You know what I'm saying? And trying to make sure we touch all the good hip hop markets down here. So that's what we probably, you know, but we'll probably go down doing that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hey, that's dope.
Heck yeah, work. That's what's up.
Right. Yeah, you know I mean, you got any shout out there?
Let me see. Well, yeah. Shout out to, you know, the Guerrillas. Shout out to the War Zone. Shout out to, you know, everybody that always been supporting me as well. Shout out to my record label, Woken Dreams as well. And, you know, shout out to, yeah, For the Record Radio as well, guys as well. Also, you know, because, you know, pretty soon, you know, I'll be joining the team. And, well, it's already really official, you know, but my show is coming the week of August 2nd, that Saturday. You know, I'll be right after Raj, after he do his battle rap thing. You know, I'll come on and you'll have Knock It Out the Park with Devilino Robinson. And that's going to not just be about baseball. It's going to be about sports and music. So, yeah.
Word. All right, that's what's up, man. You got any? You got any requests?
Let me see. Well, let me see. Bump it. Play some. You know, is a guest tonight and everything. And it's his time. Play one of his hits and everything. Let me jam out some of his some more of his music. Yeah.
Cool.
Hey guys, drop something.
In the socket, you love it, I got it. A victim of the government's politics. Pray the legends in the heavens acknowledge this. This a college of hard knocks, I'm here on a scholarship. Supreme clientele, seen by gazelles, I'm all male. Tougher than niggas they call frail. We used to borrow with stale, now with condos and forest hills. From pink champagne to Auburn ale. Audi A6, metallic paint chips, take trips, memories. got a great gift to take pain and turn it to greatness. These the pictures I can paint with the language. Cartier frame, tied the eyes of the shameless. I'm sorry I was late, I had prior engagements. But niggas work so hard and tried your patience. That's why I set fire to liar for violation. You niggas so-so, I'm also corduroy, sports coat, the wardrobe. Hang past the torso, Gordo. Burning up the microphone, core flow. Fat niggas shining and taking over award shows. Sharp as a thorn from the day that I was born, no. Modern day Bull Derek staring with the cornrows, I'm saying.
If you don't know me by now, bitch, it's too late to try now. If you don't know me by now, bitch, it's too late to try now.
God prosperous, stay far from the devil. I'm on my Sugar Hill shit, dressed as sharp as Romello. And I'm from parts you wouldn't park in the ghetto. Now I'm patronizing parlors, that's massage under palmetto. Gorilla glue, King Kong got me all mellow. Thinking it's time to leave New York like Carmelo. Got a real trophy wife, that's a hard medal. But she sounds so silky on this falsetto. They fear the blade like they waiting for surgery. The hate is more real than I can say to you verbally. They say they wanna murder me, I pay it no urgency. Why worry, I've been working, exchanging my Danish currency. I'm saying,
if you don't know me by now, bitch, it's too late to try now. If you don't know me by now, bitch, it's too late to try now.
You, oh my God, that was a great song right there. You know, a song called Too Late by John Jakes, you know. Oh, by the way, you know, it's a battle rap talk show, you know, and where we interview the independent artists, you know, and we got John Jakes still in the building.
Salute,
you know,
salute.
I mean, we got a couple more callers, but how do you, you know, how does an artist like yourself choose the beats? Like that you're going to use for your project.
Well, I mean, in this particular case, like this project was actually recorded in Sweden while I was on tour. We had about 2 days off, 2 or 3 days off in between shows while I was out there, and I was out there with my boy K Slugger, the producer of the whole project. He's from Sweden. So we got in the studio and he just started cooking beats right there. And then I was just like, while he was putting it together, loading up the loop and chopping it up, I was sitting there writing my rhyme. So in that case, you know, that's like how we did like 80% of the project, you know, him just cooking the beat from scratch and me just putting my rhymes together at the same time. You know what I mean? And then I came home and I did like maybe two more songs, but most of it was recorded in Sweden, so in that case. But as far as like how I pick my beats in general, any producer I've ever worked with will tell you I'm very picky. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a big fan of just listening to music, period. So like, I feel like I just have a good grasp on like what people want to hear, the type of beats that people want to hear me rap over, you know? And that just comes from, you know, I really just make the type of music that I like to listen to. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. Where do you see yourself 3 years from now in the music industry?
I would say probably just like we spoke about earlier, just being one of those names that get brought up. You know what I'm saying? You know, hopefully traveling, still touring, still, you know, doing my thing, still able to, you know, earn a living, you know, off of this thing called music. You know what I'm saying? That's all I could really ask
for. Right,
I mean, if I could be a star, that would be great. But, you know, I'm happy just being able to feed my family and travel and see the world. You know what I'm saying?
Right. For all the, you know, you got any advice that you could give any up and coming MC?
Yeah, I would definitely say, if I had one piece of advice to give, like, don't be afraid to like invest in yourself. Like, and just like you know, don't try to chase, don't spend your career trying to chase a hit. Like it'll come. You never make a hit when you're trying to make a hit, you know what I'm saying? Stick to what you do best, you know what I'm saying? Just stick to what you do best, and you know, things will come together. If you keep working at it and keep working to improve your craft and make yourself better, man, you will you know what I'm saying? You will see results for that. But I think a lot of people just quit before they get to that point, because it's a long road. It's a long, hard road. You know what I mean?
Right. And, well, you know, we got some more callers, John Jakes. You know what I mean? We might as well, you know, bring them on or take some more callers if it's okay with you.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Hey, guys, so, you know, bring a caller through.
Yo, what's going on with you, Rise the Ghost?
Hey, what it is with you, man? You want to state who you is, what you rep, and what you do?
Already, man. Don Jiggs, what's going on with you, my brother?
Yo, what's good, brother?
Hey, 58,
please. What?
858.
Okay. I apologize, fellas. I'm at KFC. There you go. But yeah, man, I hear you from upstate New York. What part of upstate you from?
I was born in upstate New York. I was born in Poughkeepsie. But I moved to Long Island when I was like 3. And that's where I was raised.
Oh, that's what's up, man. Yeah, because I'm from Rochester, New York.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Shout out to the state. I spent a lot of time going up there. Like, we do a lot of shows in Albany. You know, I know Rochester is further. I haven't been that way yet, but I have been, like, as far as, like, Syracuse before. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah.
Shout out to the whole upstate, though.
Yeah, man, it's real talk, man. And also, definitely love your style of music. Most definitely. You know, you mentioned Currency and, you know, all them brothers there, man. And, you know, I like that vibe too as well. So, you know what I mean? You definitely got, I think that kind of vibe is next for the hip hop scene. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, man, your choice of beats and everything is definitely on point. So keep doing your thing, man. Salute to you, man. Real talk. King Kush Money, Real Talk, for the record radio right here every Wednesday night, 6 p.m. West Coast time. We got the control room. You guys can call in and control the last 15 minutes of the show. We have a lot of fun playing up with dope independent artists globally from all over the world, such as this brother right here, man. Man, more power to you, man. And, this Wednesday night, man, you're welcome, man. You're welcome, brother. I mean, I'm serious, man. You know, that type of flow is next. So, you know, stay sharp on your craft, man. You know, you never know. And that's how I feel, man.
Word.
Yeah. Real talk, man. So, man, I got the Queen of Compton going to be in the crib. On the control room this Wednesday. Yeah, that's right. California West Coast, we in the building. That's right. Make sure y'all stay tuned in, man. Black Diamond going to be in the building representing, man, for the West Coast. Y'all don't want to miss this, man. This Wednesday night, 6 p.m. West Coast time. King Kush Money with the control room. Shout out to Roz the Ghost. Shout out to Haiti the Great, man. Shout out to Flock Gaza. You know what I mean? Shout out to my guy, Simi. Shout out to the whole team, the For the Record team, man. King Kush Money, Monstars. Hey, yo, guess what? You in the building. Let's get it.
Hey, Kush, you got any requests?
You know what? That track I just heard from this young man right here, run that back. Hey, yo, DJ, Flock Gaza, bring it back. Run it back one good time.
Sit up and take notice.
not just with high-end cars and clothes, but with high-end production values too. Take real advantage of film techniques like cinematography, lighting, editing, and of course, music.
This is rap beats and hashish. Graphic, my blab is magnetic. Physically crafty like an athlete. Classy, I'm just trying to see my cash peak. Like I need to lay up off the caffeine. Be my Alpina, revving heavy on the gasoline. Sun is important, you can't get past me. But all it took was the water to make the grass green. Now the harvest is plentiful, getting lit at the interview. Case slugger, paint the picture I'm finna to. Laying something criminal in 10-minute intervals. One of me is 10 of you, you never been a general. Stunting at the airport in Dusseldorf. Plotting on the sequel, we just trying to get this movie off. True to yours, I'm a troubadour. Music you can truly get loopy off. Gone. Steady long, steady grind. Steady long, steady grind. Steady long, steady grind. Yeah. Import the export, you gotta have a chest for it. Brain power, my next daughter's my best start. Catch me in Westport with an escort. She saying let's know the only one was best for it. Steaming out the dungeon, recording features. Sampling some wines and assorted cheeses. Hear the roar from the bleachers, cause my story is deeper. I probably died for the same reasons they tortured Jesus. Stepping in these Motor City Grand Hills. Still down to make a mountain out of Ant Hill. You softer than the Mandarin pill. My salmon was pan grilled at the Mandarin grill. Scientific though my rhyming is gifted. I'm probably a living or living, I'm just not a statistic. But it was many nights I had to ride with the biscuit. That's why the way I'm dropping this knowledge is kind of statistic, I mean.
So I think a lot of people weren't even aware up until a couple weeks ago that you were going to do a solo tour.
I just had a little, I don't want to talk about all that. I just wanted to, get on the road, you know what I'm saying? Get out of the same area.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Go see some faces. Go hop some girls again. You know what I mean?
Man, you know, it's the ghost. It's the ghost. You know what I mean? Here with Battle Rap Talk. We got John Jiggs in the building. You know what I mean? That song right there, man, that's giving me that positive vibe. Man, that's it. We need that, man. I think all major DJs, you know, radio stations and everything like that, John Jiggs need that track, man.
Hey, man. Yeah, nah, I just, you know, try to bring different energy, man. You know what I'm saying? And, like, me and K-Slugger, man, when we get together, it really is magic, man. We're already working on the next one. This is the second. We dropped a Twin Cannons project in 2017. Did really well in the underground scene, and this is us coming back to show appreciation, you know, because we both have done so many great things since then, you know. And we came back together to put this out, and we're already working on the next one, man, because we definitely got a good chemistry when it comes to putting together music, you know.
Right. Real quick. Artists is coming up these days. Do you feel like every artist coming up these days needs a manager or should have a manager?
I think it's very important. You know, when I first started, I used to handle a lot of my business, you know, directly with people, but I find that I find that sometimes you do need a buffer. You know what I'm saying? Between you and whoever is, like, looking to do business or whatever. And, you know, my manager, he definitely puts me in position. Like, I owe a lot of the things I've been able to accomplish to my manager and his relationships. You know what I'm saying? You know, I think a manager is very important. And me and my manager, I mean, he's not just my manager. We've been working together since 2016. He's not just my manager. He's, like, one of my best friends. You know, we talk daily. You know what I mean? Probably multiple times daily. You know what I mean? So, you know, I think it's definitely important. Once you get to a certain point, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Hey, you know what I mean? Hey. So, I know you would sit there and say, hell, who did... Who put you on with R.J. Payne?
Who put me on with R.J. Payne?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I started hearing about him in the underground. That's probably like, I want to say like, yeah. I mean, I knew about Rain Man because I always followed the Philly battle rap scene anyway. And like the DVD, the whole DVD era, you know, Reed Dollars and Joey Jihad and all those guys. You know, I mean, I've always been a big fan of Philly hip hop. You know what I'm saying? So I knew about him from that time. You know what I'm saying? But then when I seen him, and then he also went to high school in Long Island too. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
He lived, yeah, he was out in Huntington for a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of cats out there know him too. You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, once I started seeing like the freestyles that he was doing in the car and all that stuff, and then started tapping in with his music, you know what I'm saying, following him on social media, he's dope.
Right, right. At what point do artists up and coming charge for features in the game?
I think once you get to the point where you have a fan base and you know, obviously you would be sharing that with whoever you do a record with. You know what I'm saying? So it kind of depends. I mean, to be completely honest with you, I feel like if you reach out to an artist and you want to work with them, I feel like, you know, they should, you know, I don't know. I'm not going to say how much they should charge you, but if they, you know, if they feel, if they could, because you got to think about it. If somebody goes to do a verse for you, if they don't have their own studio, then they have to go pay for studio time. So, I mean, you can't really expect somebody to come out of their own pocket to do a song for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, it would be nice, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like if you admire artists enough to reach out to them, just, I would say you probably would get a lot further if you offer something, even if it's just a little bit, even if it's just, you know, whatever, $50, whatever, you know, $100, whatever, you know? I think if you want to work with somebody, you should at least like try to help facilitate that. You know what I'm saying? Once an artist, you're reaching out to an artist that has a fan base and is going to be sharing that fan base with you, then that's definitely going to cost. You know, because the bigger you get as an artist, the more busy you become. So your time becomes money. So if somebody got to take an hour or two to go to the studio and do what they got to do for you and all of that, they probably should be compensated for that, you know, unless the swap is even and, you know, your fan base is just there, then that's different, you know what I'm saying? But if you see somebody that's a little bit ahead of you and you're trying to get on the record with them, you know, there should probably be some business done there, you know?
Oh, yes. I totally agree with you. What was your favorite performance, and where did you perform at?
I'm trying to think. I've had a lot of them. I remember one show that sticks out of my mind. Opening for PMD. PMD from EPMD. He had taken me on a road with him. I think it was like Harrisburg, PA or something like that, or one of those, or I think it was, as a matter of fact, it was Allentown, PA, Pennsylvania. We performed at this, I think it was called Club XL, and that was a really dope show. He let me open up for him, and the crowd was like really into it, and they were so happy that we had come, you know, because I don't know if they get like a lot of shows and stuff, but they were very, very excited for us to be there. And that was a very good show. Another one too, being in Europe, I did a show in Copenhagen, Denmark. It was actually a 422. And I opened up for Lord Finesse. That show was packed. I mean, packed to the brim. And it was a really good vibe that night, man. I probably did like an hour set that night, just, you know what I'm saying? It was, they didn't want me to stop. It was really cool, you know?
Right. Well, I got a question for you. Do you know the name of this song right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, you niggas know you can't fuck with me? Nigga, that's the fear of God. Do that sucker shit.
You want to introduce it?
Oh yeah, man. That's Fear of God, man. That's from the last project I put out, The Madness. That just came out in March. Yeah, that's Fear of God, featuring Razzcast, and that's produced by my man BP, man. Check out The Madness project as well. That's also available online. You know what I'm saying? That's pretty much like new, you know. But you know, I like to just keep the music pumping, you know what I'm saying? So we already on the next project, but yeah, make sure you check out The Madness, man. Incredible project, man. People were saying, you know, I was hearing Album of the Year talks, you know what I'm saying, just like I'm hearing now. So I'm excited, man. It seems like everybody been loving what I've been doing, man. It feels good. You know, I put a lot of work into it.
All right. Hey, guys, go ahead and drop that track.
Yeah, yeah. You niggas know you can't fuck with me. Nigga, that's the fear of God. I do that stuff and shit niggas are doing, man. You niggas can't.
Whether or not you believe that I exist, the God see the Satanist could just flood the earth and erase you, bitch. But still I let the sun shine on them. Most beneficent, most merciful, I rhyme on them. Half these rappers you claim dope came out of my scrotum. Elohim, the hawk, the ox is my totem. Hole is swollen when the wreck, so the holes blow them. Miles Morales, arachnophobia. Killing the culture with whack rap euphoria. They make you popular if you glamorize drug addiction. Reject the word of God, put diamonds on a crucifixion. You should listen to your instincts, be scared of me. Shoot off your kneecap out your coffin, that's a legacy. Real versus replica, gospel versus secular. I'm the alien mixed with predator.
Windows. Cowards act like they ready to let a clip go.
Yeah.
Till I outshine me whining like it's Calypso. Go tell them suckers to line up, I fuck your mind up. Remember once upon a time I was grinding, slinging all kind of shit. Now they gotta pay me to school them, it's not a scholarship. The crowd you talking about don't amount to shit if you counterfeit. Broken is coke from Bolivia, show me who get busier. Don't be slow with the portables, own the fucking city. They see me shining, so I know they wanna hit me up. I'm like a blizzy, don't make me open the scissor up. Rappers is panicking, I slap him with the cannon. I come back to where you standing, I'm cracking your jack-o'-lantern. You niggas better quit rapping, go back to jamming. Cause your fucking nightmare's back, ransacking the planet, motherfucker.
Many suckers try to act like they don't hear it, but they know they couldn't see me with the lyrics.
That's the fear of God.
Many other rappers hit me on the track. Here's the studio, they gotta change their crap.
That's the fear of God.
Many ponies get to making up this list.
I got one question to ask you, John Diggs. Are you signed?
Yeah. Am I what?
Are you signed?
No. I got my own company, and then we distributed through Next Records.
Okay. No, the reason why I'm asking you, right? No lie. Your music, yo, listen, I need you to do real quick. Repeat again where your music's at, because I'm definitely going to go after the show and go get it, whatever I got to do. That music is wow.
Yeah, the biggest, you know, obviously we want to drive everybody to Spotify. It's just JOHNJIGG $, you know what I'm saying? Find me on Spotify. You can get me on Spotify or Apple Music. Also, like Amazon Music, all the different sites, like the music is up on Napster and Deezer and all these other little streaming platforms, you know what I'm saying? But you can also download it at the iTunes store, you know what I'm saying, or download it on Amazon Music, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate the support.
Whoa. Oh, my God, man. Hey, you know what? We gonna bring Fly Guys on, you know what I mean? Hey, guys, are you there?
Hey, yo, John Diggs. Rise the Ghost, what's the vibe?
Yo, what up,
hey,
bro? How you?
What's good, beloved, man? Thank you for being on For the Record Radio, man. If y'all don't know who John Diggs is, man, this dude is legendary. He's being humble. That's who he is. But I'm going to talk that shit for him. This guy got nothing but bars for you motherfuckers. You heard? Nothing but bars. You pick your poison. Man, shout out to everybody who made your beats, man. Because, yo, your beat selection is crazy. Like, it gave me a little mobster vibe. A little, I could drive and listen to your whole shit without even twitching. You feel me?
Yeah, thank you, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But, yo, man, what's that story of panties about, man?
Yeah, I mean, that was just like a real smoothed out joint, man, that we wanted to do. I mean, you know, the first Twin Cannons project was like super hardcore, like, you know, just real good underground hip hop, you know what I'm saying? This time we wanted to give that same vibe, but we also wanted to throw a little something smooth in there for the ladies, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not even just for the ladies, but just smoothed out vibe that you could chill out to, you know what I'm saying? When I was in Europe recording this project, we was also on a lot of hashish too. You know what I'm saying? So like,
yeah.
And you know, if you know Sweden, they got some of like the best hashish in the world because they got a lot of folks from Middle Eastern, from India there. You know what I'm saying? So. You know, we was getting some of the best shit, you know what I'm saying? And that shit had us on a whole nother level, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? That shit really had us on a whole nother level. My pen was moving crazy, you know what I'm saying? So it was like, and there's a lot of, and it just made me, and that probably helped me along with my beat selection too, just being more abstract with my beat choices, you know what I'm saying? Because I really wanted to give like a good vibe, and we wanted to give people something that, you know, that wasn't like the norm, you know what I'm saying?
Major facts, though. Hey, yo, Rod, you haven't heard this one. I kept this one on the low. This one right here gives you a whole motherfucking vibe. We going to spin this shit. Hey, yo, Rod, I'm out of here. Hey, yo, John G., much respect, my nigga. You heard? Just keep doing what you're doing, man. It's being perfected by every song. You getting better. Like, you nice. But I can hear the difference in every song, man. That shit is greatness.
Thank you, bro.
For real, man. Yo, can we spend this 5D? Like I like to say it.
Yeah. I know. Don't cry. Yo, yeah. Trying to put my name up in halogen. Unique fashion that came straight from Madison. Dressed in all white like the Vatican. Transactions with dudes that speak Arabic. Nigga, my wrist gleam, jewelry is pristine. Kicks be on some hard to find shit with a Christie. Sorry if you miss me, people, I'm busy. Tryna be the illest motherfucker in history. I remember backing up inside a bad apartment. Now it's German beer gardens for the whole squadron. Flow retarded, I bold guarded the whole market. So if you don't want smoke, nigga, don't start it. I ain't a mason, but I'm on my own dick. Probably cause the nigga did it brick by brick, you get it? More than just some shit I spit, I live it. Mission to get my millions in double digits. Fridges. I know, baby. Everything gonna be alright. You trust me, right? Right?
Swear we living the best life. Think we on a good run. Regardless.
regardless of the harshness or a chance that we took one. Look, son, the dope flip, acrobat, casino, baccarat, hashish, straight from Morocco, Arafat. Even out in Monaco, man, I got the ratchet by me. I don't mean no Cardi B fans. It's in my arteries and part of me. We taking over partially. She take me for a drum and I take her for a shopping spree. Balenciaga, my mind, Gucci, her frame. I'm like a black James Bond mixed with Kurt Cobain. She want a soulful line that make her dance so trained. I'm trying to paint your ass a picture through these Tom Ford frames, you know what I mean? You're a long way from Brooklyn, baby. Just behave yourself, you know? Rockwell's Twin Cannons.
I've been sitting across the room for a while, watching you, so beautiful in your sleep. I didn't sit fathom. Last night, you were a woman. Soft flames and warm hollow.
Yo, it was just, man, it was just crazy show. Shout out to Bull, Rods, the Ghost. You know what I mean? Shout out the whole For the Record family. It's been a fire show. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Shout out John Jakes for coming through. Man.
Salute, salute.
Man, you were, listen, man, I thought you were signed already, man. You know what I mean? You want to shout out your social media and stuff again real quick?
Yeah, yeah. You can follow me on Instagram at John underscore J-I-G-G-S, John underscore Jigs. Also follow me on Twitter at Jigs the Great. You know what I'm saying? And hit that Facebook like page, John, J-I-G-G dollar sign.
Hey, man. Thank you for coming through.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you for having me.
Hey. We out.
Niggas never get no clues from us. 2050s, new 100. Niggas knew I was coming. Credit card scams ran your shit up near New Brunswick. New luggage for my overseas trip. Make them sick, throw a bulimic. Polo ski knit. Sunk off of what we eating. Niggas know how we cook. Shit sounding like Halloween. The scoundrels in the hood. Man, don't be afraid. We sipping on Pinot Brace. My nigga Tito had grenades. Made niggas relocate. Yeah. My nigga been on the run since his P.O. came. Had 100 O's in the bag. Like lazy boy chair reclined in the benzo. Type of vibe I'm into. My body fit to hide the pistol. Fly sick, comedy,
yeah.
Monte Cristo.
My brother's blood thicker than water. We like your local bakery, faithfully whipping your order. Ran through these New York streets to the borders. Now we be out in Germany with beers cheaper than water. I gotta never be a broke agenda. Used to cope till I broke the blender. I'm no pretender. They closed the door on me. That's when I broke the window. Laying down the dope with the vocals. Now I'm the no contender. My gear pressed. Everything I wear fresh. Got your woman walking through the dragon's lair bare chest. Diamonds in my ear make me headless. I could care less. Probably why I don't appear stressed. They wanna rob me but they terrified. Scared to try. Ask the niggas what was the problem. Nothing was their reply. Bird get to talking in the parrot die. Got various niggas scared to live and scared to die. What it do, what it is? It's the motherfucking chip rock, the motherfucking John J. Possessing all the elements of elegance. Rhymes like vivid photography, I can celebrate. If we get this money together, it's a fellowship. Fuck all the rhetoric, I get it cause I look better rich. Scam rappers like an episode of Fear Factor. Smashing with the Heineken bottle, you getting beer battered. I hear chatter, but none of it matters. Hair rappers, then you wanna trip down the stairs and stare at you. Selling gas, how I pass through the glass ceiling. Handcuffing this cash, it got me passionate. People from the past could be parasitic. Conversations I don't have with the half with it. Rap fugitives, a bird's eye views of this. Double shot the crown just cause I'm cool with the stewardess. Knew what to do with this money under the table. I'm trying to put food on it.
Time of that summer.
What it do? Too long for me.
They'll be like, yo, let's just take this to the G.
midget, what it do? Mighty midget.
Niggas are saying a whole bunch of nothing, man. Swap, what up? Your rap went on and on and ain't saying nothing. Now my bar schemes is far beyond dreams. Everybody gassed up with me, I'm just going green. I'm sick enough to require a quarantine. Tell them bitches write me down like I just got the car clean. A rare talent repairing the unfair balance. The fear is apparent, what you hearing is sheer malice. Bear from a challenge, preparing a balance to take them to a dark place and send them a care package. Flare ratchet, put holes in air matches. Crime scene, nothing but blood and bed scratches. 2 sticks like I'm controlling the air traffic. Knock the horse off your polo, a photo you can't catch. And I'm a hellraiser, handheld razors and shell cases. This copper fresh smell of the haze and it smell amazing. Telling made shit, eloquent statements, it's not a revelation. The shit they dropping is hella basic and I'm gone.
Motherfuckers, this that gritty city committee, not the pretty rap. That gritty city committee, not the pretty rap.
This
that gritty city committee, not the pretty rap.
Superb verbalist, word to Miss Langhorn, I murdered this. Make the wrong turn to be your turn in a tourniquet. It's my turn again, fuck whoever turn it is. I turn this shit up until the point that you never heard again. Flow gritty and sandpaper, the fan favorite. Throw the heat to these crab niggas and crab bakers. You the type to hold a hammer with your handshake and smack them on camera. Haters don't understand greatness. I've been eating MCs, it's a mean diet. The island got the best rhymers, nigga, I'm team bias. Any nigga want smoke, bet they seen fire. Another episode like a pilot that's green lighted. I keep firing punchlines that touch minds. I get to shooting like it was clutch time. Niggas frontin', they never been on the front line. Told niggas I was the truth, they see I won line.
This that gritty city committee, not the pretty rap. This that gritty city committee, not the pretty rap. This that gritty city committee, not the pretty rap.
Rockin' the spot.